the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Gay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from Phoenix, Arizona, singer, songwriter, and violinist, Mr. Q Violin. He has just released his current project, Translations, and he'll be stopping by to tell us all about it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. I'm ready. You ready? We're going to get it all started right here in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from...
Visit the Minneapolis American Indian Cultural Corridor, a place where American Indians live, work, and access cultural-specific services, including tribal urban offices, clinics, American Indian Center, art galleries, and cafes. Learn more at nacdi.org.
Join the people of action today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
Dakota GED, a division of American Indian OIC, meets you where you're at in your educational journey with flexible one-on-one tutoring. Earn your GED with connections to post-secondary and career opportunities in Minneapolis. To learn more, visit dakota.org/GED.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
We're going to start the show with that new album, Translations, from Q Violin.
Los muertos, Sudor, suelta tu cuerpo, respira tu dolor. Quiero tu espíritu, quiero tu corazón. Ofrendas para los muertos con amor. Dame tu alma, dame tu sudor. Suelta tu cuerpo, respira tu dolor. Quiero tu espíritu, quiero tu corazón. Ofrendas para los muertos con amor. Para los muertos, yo me suelto. Para los muertos, ofrezco mis huesos. Para los muertos. Esqueleto, pa' los muertos, le doy todo mi cuerpo.
Translations album from Q Violin from Mexico. Now we're going to turn it up a little bit. He's going to be showing up in about 25 minutes in our spotlight. Let's keep it going. Here's Burning Fire.
Cut me, make me bleed into the depths of your soul eternally. Taste my blood with you, it runs into the eyes of fallen suns. Take away my flesh and bone, draw me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone, draw me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone, yeah. Can't you see, giving every part of my desire, and I'm left with nothing, I'm a smoldering fire, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave you alone. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave you alone. We'll be right back.
every part of my desire, and I'm left with nothing. I'm a smoldering fire, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns, burns away, and the fire burns to the darkest day. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone. Take away my flesh and bone, call me out of wood and stone, so I ain't gotta feel all the pain that just won't leave me alone.
Indian City. Hey, I want to invite you over to our homepage at Indigenous in Music and Arts. Come visit us. Come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Christopher Sweet, he's a Ho-Chunk, and John Feather, Nakota. And also check out our shirt shack while you're there. Now that's what I'm talking about. Indigenous in Music and Arts.org. Right? All right, DJ Farapo. I'm Larry Kay. This is Indigenous in Music.
você não me escutou. E agora tá dizendo que ninguém lhe informou.
Bem que eu tinha lhe informado, mas você não me escutou. E agora está dizendo por aí que ninguém te avisou.
was music from Stoic. Here's Herb Lyons Jr.
and gone. A broken heart in a bottle of rum.
I know I was wrong. Can you forgive me for all the things I've done? I know it's not gone. I know you still love me. Through all the misery, I know I'll be strong. Can you believe me when I say all I have? Oh, darling, won't you take it back?
This verse, reconsider all my days. I wish to see you face to face from this man who's lost his way.
I know I was wrong. Can you forgive me for all the things I've done? I know it's not gone. I know you still love me through all the misery. I know I'll be strong. Can you believe me when I say all I have? Oh, darling, won't you take me back? Yeah, yeah. Say goodbye.
That's music from Levi Platero. Title track, Take Me Back. From New Mexico. I'm Larry Kay. Hope you're enjoying today's show. We're going to take a short break, and coming up in about 60 seconds, our guest, Q Violin, will be stopping by in our spotlight. We'll be right back.
Support for today's program comes from
the Native American Community Development Institute, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota, works at the intersection of arts and activism to help Native people realize the futures we envision. To learn more, visit them at the web at nacdi.org.
Join the people of action today. More than 23,000 Rotary members from 170 countries are expected to attend the service organization's 111th Annual International Convention in Honolulu, Hawaii, June 6th through June 11th, 2020. Register by December 15th to save. Visit Rotary.org for details.
The Minneapolis American Indian OIC is building a foundation for urban Indians to thrive in. Dakota Institute provides no-cost education, job training, and employment services. To learn more about American Indian OIC's work, visit them at the web at aioic.org.
The support for Indigenous in Music and Arts comes from listeners just like you. Your donation will support our new online virtual gallery. Visit and discover all the new artists that are featured quarterly. Visit us on the web at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and please click to donate.
From the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida, welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome into our spotlight from Phoenix, Arizona,
singer, songwriter, and violinist. He has just released his current project, Translations. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Q Violin. Hi, Kietzel. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good down here in Sarasota. And where are you calling in from tonight?
I'm in Brisbane, Australia.
Jeez, jeez. What time is it over there? Early morning or late?
It's early morning. It's like 9:45 in the morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we got the evening time over here in USA, Sarasota. But hey, nice to have you on the show. Good music. And I wanted to let you know that I've been playing your music for a little bit. Good tunes. Really like it.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for the support. And I'm glad to know that you're enjoying some of my work.
Oh, yeah. It's your first visit here, Kietzel. So why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about your new album. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm from Phoenix, Arizona, born and raised. But I've been traveling and living and performing all over the world for the last 10, 15 years. And I've currently been in Australia for the last 3 years, collaborating, working, and touring with Aboriginal artists here in Australia, as well as various other artists in different styles and music of genre.
Nice.
And my background is classical music. I grew up playing classical violin. I studied violin from the age of 4. And then by the time I was a teenager, I got into playing guitar. I got into Carlos Santana and Jimi Hendrix. I was also big into breakdancing, did a lot of street dancing. I was part of an indigenous breakdance crew called Sour Patch. And we later became founding members of the only contemporary indigenous dance group in the United States called Dancing Earth. Worked with them for a few years, did a lot of composition work for them. And yeah, that's my life. My life revolves around music and inspiring and uplifting people all over the world.
Nice. And I just got done watching your video when you were a youngin'. You were playing and jamming on that violin. I think that you were your dad. Cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your new album, Translations, that's a collaboration. Why don't you tell us about that? Go ahead.
Yes, I just released a new EP. An EP is like 5 songs or less. It's like half of an album. And it's in collaboration with a group from Australia called Oyobi. They're a trio of musicians and producers based out of Sydney who I've been working with and collaborating with for the last few years. So they actually feature me in 3 of the 4 songs out of their EP called Translations.
Right, right.
And you can find this music on all music platforms like iTunes, like Spotify. If you just look up my name, which is spelled with 4 letters, QVLN, Q Violin, then you'll find all my latest releases. And I have several releases that are coming out. I just had another song, a single released with an artist from New York that just came out last week. His name is Obvious. We have several collaborations together.
Good deal.
I have another song coming out probably by next week, a solo electric violin composition called Get Free that's going to be out as well. So I'm always on a mission to keep pumping out new music, new material, new content. So if your listeners are out there and they dig what they hear, all they got to do is subscribe to one of my channels or on my music, and you'll get a constant stream of new works coming out.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've been playing your last album a lot. Here Are My Remains. You've been getting a lot of airplay?
Oh, yes.
That's some good stuff.
Awesome.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yeah, that was an album I did in collaboration with my friend from New York, Ovius, who's a very well-known spoken word artist, rapper, and poet, producer. So that was an album that we put out 2 years ago. And we actually got to travel all throughout Latin America.
Nice.
As musical ambassadors for the U.S. State Department as
Sweet.
Part of the American Music Abroad program.
Right on.
That was an amazing experience.
Congratulations. Good work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching your videos also, man. You got some cool, fun stuff going on. Burning Fire is way fun. And then you got Run Like the Wind. That was cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I've always tried to bring in an artistic and cinematic element into whatever videos I have. You know, I'm really into creating performance art pieces that can stand alone on their own, and that also have a bit of a social commentary. You know, specifically Run Like the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of symbolism that's shown in that video. You know, you see a Native American archetype, you mm-hmm. know, almost like a Last of the Mohicans, kind of running through the streets of Los Angeles. And the police are chasing him and capturing him, and it kind of encapsulates the whole struggle that we as indigenous people
right.
have been facing for the last, you know, 500 years through colonialism and oppression and all these different systems and institutions that put in place that have been slowly kind of, you know, destroying all the identity and cultural wealth that we have. So that's kind of what that video represents.
Yeah. Ketzel, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me is online, through my website or through any of my social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, my YouTube channel. You know, you can comment, you can shoot me a message, and I'll be happy to reply and connect.
Right on. I want to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Q Violin. He has just released his new project out called Translations. You can find him and his music on the web at qviolin.com, and that's QVIOLIN.com. Ketzel, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yes, definitely. We like helping you out and playing your music. Keep up the good work.
Nice.
We're going to play you a track from that new album. Here is Bate.
Bate no batuque. Thank you.
bati bati bati
bati bati
bati bati bati bati bati bati bati bati
bati
bati bati bati bati bati
bati bati bati
bati bati bati
bati
bati bati bati bati
bati
bati bati bati
bati.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Fibra Amarilla.
right, here we go. Quick. The phaser is broken. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
We'll be right back.
That's music from Choo Choo, A Tribe of My Own. I'm Larry Kay. Here's a track called Red.
That they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Halusa Nation. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Halusa Nation. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Halusa Nation. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Halusa Nation. The Halusa Nation. We are the Halusa Nation. Halusa Nation.
I'm Larry Kay, and you've been listening to Indigenous in Music. Hope you're enjoying today's show and our guest, Q Violin. I want to thank him for stopping by and giving us an update on his new project, Translations. He's in Australia, working it. And I want to invite you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and get yourself a free issue of the Say magazine featuring our guests, Violent Ground, Q Violin, and Kuik. They'll be on next week, and the Bloodshots. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.